Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Vitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Vitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Vitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Vitucci of Vitucci & Associates. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management, with special emphasis on retirement planning.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell hints that more rate hikes are in our future as the Fed continues its battle against inflation. New home construction beats expectations, climbing 22% from April to May, and Amazon finds itself in the crosshairs of the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and 30-plus year financial advisor, Pat Vitucci, along with our own man on the street, Charlie Cohen, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, as we know, there's been a couple of days of Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying before a committee in Washington, D.C., and he continues to suggest that while we're beginning to see a slowing of inflation, apparently not sufficient enough to satisfy the Fed that inflationary times are behind us, and as a result, and again in testimony on Capitol Hill, suggesting that more rate hikes are in our future.
Yeah, Craig, I guess 10 consecutive rate hikes is not the complete solution, but they did take a pause last month. Jerome Powell has hinted they're probably not done. There may be one or two more rate hikes coming up. That was what the market was expecting, a pause. So we're always looking 30 to 60 days behind. So it's difficult to put your finger on the pulse today what's going on. It's really the sequence and the pattern of events that makes sense, and it's always a lagging indicator that will drive the decisions whether to raise rates again or not. And so we always see a mixed bag of events. You mentioned one in the opening comment about housing has surprising numbers with a 22% increase going from April to May in construction surging, really. And so we've got to look at that as a key indicator. The inventory is at record lows, so very low number of homes on the market. But building permits rose in May after earlier drops earlier in the spring. And so, again, it's always looking at a whole variety of factors. Inflation appears to be in the 4% range. It was in the 8, 9, 10 range some months ago. So we've got to make decisions today based on what happened 30 or 60 days ago. So the leading and lagging indicators are always a little bit vague and gray, and you've got to kind of sift through the weeds to see exactly where we are. And so the Federal Reserve looks at a whole collection of data points that are not always crystal clear. And of course, the daily stock market numbers will continue its volatile jumps after the Federal Reserve announced a pause. The Dow was up 400 points that day. And of course, it gives back a little bit. And guys, we're only off about 7 or 8% on the Dow from its record highs. NASDAQ is having a fantastic year. Tesla stock has doubled this year. Apple's up 38%. Apple, by the way, moving towards that $3 trillion market cap number. No company on the planet has hit $3 trillion. In market capitalization. So they continue to be the poster child for great behavior and execution. Steve Jobs would be smiling if he saw his handpicked guy, Tim Cook, many, many years later, continuing to execute. really continuing to get Apple stock to shine for many, many years beyond Steve Jobs' vision of what he saw in Tim Cook. Not surprisingly, Dollar Tree was one of the biggest gainers when we hit recessionary numbers. No surprise, people start to buy down, and the Walmarts of the world and Kohl's, Dollar Tree, some of the lower priced stores like Walmart and Dollar Tree doing really, really well. Intel stock dropped 6% as they're going through a complete revamp as they begin to plan on manufacturing their own chips. We know our reliance on China was off the charts way too high. And so that plan last year that Congress put through, multi-billion dollar plan to get our chip producers to consider building chips in this country and less reliance on other countries, given the fragile relationship we have with China, Russia, and of course, the whole Taiwan issue is out there as a potential threat that would threaten our reliance on chip production. And we know Taiwan has been highly instrumental in relying on delivering chips to us to keep our cars moving, our computers moving, et cetera, et cetera.
Back to the interest rates. I guess historically, to try to slow inflation, we have raised interest rates. Is that correct? I mean, in years past?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay, and then now we've done this 10 consecutive times. It isn't enough, so we're probably going to do it some more. How does it work when we raise the interest rates? How does that slow inflation? What interest rates are we talking about here?
Mortgage rates a year ago, Charlie, were 2%. A lot of young people were out buying homes.
Okay.
When it goes to 6%, not many people can afford to buy a home. And so it understandably would slow sales, just specifically talking about houses. But the same is true of cars and other large purchases, washing machines, lawnmowers. You're not going to use your Visa card as much. You're not going to travel as much. So goods and services being sold is slowed dramatically. And therefore, companies have to lower their prices, perhaps make their profit lines a little skinnier. And so it has the effect of slowing the economy down in almost every way possible. And it works, really works. Sadly, there's collateral damage because you've got people losing their jobs. We've seen high-tech companies lay off lots of people and other industries slowing down as well. So it's worked in the past. It's worked this time. Inflation is coming down from in the 9% range to down to about 4% right now. They want to get it down to about 2%. And so if the data points continue to come in the next 30, 60, 90 days, the Federal Reserve will take a pause again in raising rates or end the rates and then eventually start reducing rates. So it's a tightrope the Federal Reserve has to walk to get to the right numbers, to get to the economy. Unlike a Venezuela or other countries, the inflation can be as high as 100% in any one year. You really get out of control. It's a beast you don't want to deal with because then you've got to take much more dramatic steps. So Ben Bernanke and Mr. Volcker, past Federal Reserve chairman, have used this methodology. It tends to work. So then we saw Amazon be under the microscope this week. It is alleged that they have been circuitous in their efforts to drive more members to be Prime members. And allegedly, they were using market practices that, let's just say, were not up and coming. They talk about dark patterns, including strategies hiding the ability to unsubscribe. And so some pretty allegedly deceptive and manipulative and coercive user interface designs to trick the customer into opting and auto-enrolling in membership. So we've got Amazon being looked at by the Federal Trade Commission. And then we've got our friend Senator Bernie Sanders kicking off an investigation into labor practices, allegedly abysmal safety record. He called conditions at the company warehouses dangerous and illegal due to Amazon's demanding work and aggressive productivity goals. So Amazon says it's reviewing the senator's request and we'll get back to you right away with our report. So a couple different fronts, Amazon's being attacked. And when you're one of the largest retailers on the planet, it's not surprising they're getting the attention of some of these regulatory patterns of behavior. So stay tuned. We'll see where it ends up.
If you've just joined us on this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, a look at the top stories of the week and their impact on your financial life.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of Bay Area offices of Fitucci & Associates near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Fitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Fitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.